Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Hello there, and welcome to the Talking Wealth podcast, episode number 553. So we're definitely getting up there in the amount of podcasts that we have, both on the Wealth Within website and also in iTunes. And look, talking about iTunes, if you are listening to this podcast through iTunes, or you obviously have access to iTunes, it'd be great if you could leave us a review through iTunes, and it just helps us to not only get feedback from you as to what you want to listen to on the podcast, but it also helps us start ranking high within iTunes as well, and push the podcast up there. Today I'm going to be talking all about simplicity in your trading. One of the biggest issues I see with a lot of traders, particularly those who are new or perhaps struggling, is that they tend to overcomplicate the whole trading process. And one of the biggest tips I have for people who are new to the markets is to really strip back their trading plan, pull it all apart, and just use a couple of simple basic tools to start really getting that consistency back into their trading. And then once you've got that consistency, you can start adding other little bits and pieces to your overall trading plan. But to simply keep on piling things on top of what you've already got, if you're not successful and if you're not profitable, is definitely the fast track to the road of frustration within your trading. So the other day I received an email from one of our students here at Wealth Within, and the gentleman who sent the email has just signed up for our free intro trading course. And as a member of this course, you receive a personal email from the team, and we ask you what your one big sticking point in trading is. So in other words, what's the one thing you have the most trouble with your trading right now? And perhaps it could be putting together a trading plan, or it might be your trading psychology. You know, you're not sure how to put things together, or even just getting started, opening up a trading account with the likes of ComSec or something like that. And this particular gentleman's one big sticking point was information overload. See, he'd studied a whole heap of courses. He'd attended just about every trading seminar out there. He'd read all the most popular trading and investing books. And yet even with all this information, he still couldn't get anything to stick. He was losing a lot of money in his trading, and he was losing it very fast. Worse yet, his natural impulse on losing more money was to seek out more information. He felt that there was something missing in his trading plan, or he was doing something wrong. This is a massive, massive mistake. And unfortunately, it's actually quite common in the trading world. So let me be very, very blunt here. The answer to your trading losses is not to seek more information. This is absolutely 100% the wrong approach. This is like trying to build a house on a foundation of sand. Pretty soon that house is going to come crumbling down around you. So what is the answer? What is the answer to turning your trading performance around? Well, it's actually quite simple. It's really all about stripping bare your current plan that you're using and simplify the whole trading process. So this means giving your foundations of trading a complete overhaul. And once these foundations are strengthened, you can then look to add more detail and more tools to your overall trading plan. So if you're losing money in your trading right now, listen in, because this strategy for pulling apart your plan and only retaining the bare essentials is exactly the medicine you need. And just one more thing before we do get into this particular strategy for simplifying your trading. There's probably a few of you listening right now, and it's normally the guys who are ego-driven when it comes to trading. So some of what you're about to hear may challenge you in the sense that you may think that simplifying your trading is not the answer to turning your performance around. Now, you don't have to believe me. I'm not worried if you don't believe what I'm about to talk about in the slightest at all. But at least implement what I'm about to share with you for a couple of weeks and see what happens. And I can almost guarantee you that your profitability will skyrocket the moment you take away different components of your trading plan that are confusing the whole process. So let's dive right in. First up, you have to reduce your stock or market watch list to 10. You heard me right, 10 stocks or market, that's all you're going to monitor. Because monitoring only a handful of markets means you free up brain space to focus on more important things like actually trading and trading well, rather than spending your time trying to trade 50 or 60 markets. By reducing the amount of markets or stocks you trade, you also have the time to become an expert at trading those few that you are monitoring. Quality is more important than quantity here. Possessing expertise in a few markets will bring in far more money than mediocrity in many. Second, simplify your trading plan by using one tool for entry, one tool for exit, and combine this with simple price and trend analysis. So for example, you could use Dow Theory, which is one of the theories that we teach here at WealthVin in our diploma and some of our basic trading programs. So use Dow Theory as your entry and exit strategy, and then look at the overall trend. Is it up, down, sideways? And then use a couple of price extensions or price retracements to solidify your thoughts around support and resistance. And that's all you need to do. Make your decisions based on that. Obviously, you want to do a lot of backtesting with this, so make sure that the simple strategy you're using does work a lot of the time, so you're getting somewhere between a 60 to 70% win-loss ratio. But again, this is all you need to get that solid start, because this isn't about making money, which is something I'm going to be talking about in a minute. It's much more about finding that consistency with your overall trading. And once you've got that consistency, you can then just scale your trading and start making the kind of money that you want to. Thirdly, move your mindset away from the need to make money in trading. You don't want to make money right now. Money is absolutely irrelevant. What you do want to focus on is winning trades on a consistent basis. This takes the pressure off you psychologically, because you're only trading a very small amount of money, and it doesn't weigh too much on the bank account balance either. Again, the point here is consistency, not profitability. And fourth is take action. The problem with information overload is you tend to become paralyzed with the amount of info you're trying to process, and therefore you never take any action. As the old saying goes, paralysis by analysis. So take action now, pull your overcomplicated trading plan to pieces and simplify the whole thing. There really is power, and more importantly, profitability in simplicity. So thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximize your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.